let's get on to some important news. GOP debate. I don't even know where to start. I almost want to start with a Pulp Fiction moment. And what I mean by that is playing the end of the debate. Now, I have a couple clips. I know. I don't normally do it, but I'm spoiling you guys. This week and last week. I'm spoiling you guys. I'm very appreciative. I got our numbers yesterday, and we hit our highest download total in the history of this show. I literally fell over last night. Before I go to sleep, I check the numbers of our listens and downloads and so forth and so on. And I literally fell over in my chair. That's how big our downloads were yesterday. I mean, it was just triple what we've ever done at our highest total. So I want to thank you. I do. I want to thank all of you. It means something. It means something. It's been great. And I think it's because I've been spoiling you with these awesome clips. Of course, I'm joking. But I do have some clips. And I want to play the last clip first. Because I think it sums up the entire GOP brand. I do. I think it sums up the entire GOP brand. I think it sums up why the base, you always hear the base, the establishment, the people that actually get you elected, okay? Because I think there's some people in the establishment that are upset, and I think there's people in the base, in the grassroots, that aren't upset. So I think it's a mixture of everybody. But at the end of the debate, there was a question and answer. There was a question and answer, and exactly what happened is why the GOP is where they are. Now, let me set this up for you, and like I said, it's kind of like a Pulp Fiction moment, because we are going to the end first. You know, Pulp Fiction will show the end, and then it takes you back to the beginning, and you're like, what the hell's going on? Now it's normal. Movies and TV shows will do that on a regular basis. Back in the 90s, you were like, what this? What, did I miss something? What happened? So let me set this up. Brett Baer. Good old Brett Baer, and I know I'm saying his last name wrong. I always say Brett Baer. He basically asks each of the candidate, the question he asked at the first debate, but this time it was worded a little different. And that wording was, if Donald Trump is the nominee, will you support him? That is the question. So I want you to listen. This is our Pulp Fiction moment.
Welcome back For the Republican presidential debate, let's get back at it. Gentlemen, this is the last question of the night. It has been a long time since our first debate 7 months ago in Cleveland. A lot has transpired since then, obviously, including an RNC pledge that all of you signed, agreeing to support the party's nominee and not to launch an independent run. Tonight, in 30 seconds, can you definitively say you will support the Republican nominee, even if that nominee is Donald J. Trump? Senator Rubio, yes or no?
I'll support the Republican nominee.
Mr. Trump, yes or no?
I'll support Donald if he's the Republican nominee, and let me tell you why. Because the Democrats have two people left in the race. One of them is a socialist. America doesn't want to be a socialist country. If you want to be a socialist country, then move to a socialist country. The other one is under FBI investigation. And not only is she under FBI investigation, she lied to the families of the victims of Benghazi. And anyone who lies to the families of victims who have lost their lives in the service of our country can never be the commander-in-chief of the United States. Senator, we must defeat Hillary Clinton.
Senator Cruz, yes or no, you will support Donald Trump if he's the nominee?
Yes, because I gave my word that I would. And what I have endeavored to do every day in the Senate is do what I said I would do. You know, just on Tuesday, we saw an overwhelming victory in the state of Texas, where I won Texas by 17%. And I will say it was a powerful affirmation that the people who know me best, the people who I campaigned to, made promises that if you elect me, I'll lead the fight against Obamacare, I'll lead the fight against amnesty, I'll lead the fight against our debt, and I will fight for the Bill of Rights and your rights every day, that the people of Texas said, you have kept your word, and that's what I'll do as president.
Governor Kasich, yes or no, would you support Donald Trump as the Republican nominee?
Yeah, I kind of think that before it's all said and done, I'll be the nominee. But let me also say...
But your answer is
but
yes.
I'm the little engine that can. And yeah, look, when you're in the arena, and we're in the arena, and the people out here watch, we're in the arena, we're traveling, we're working, we spend time away from our family. When you're in the arena, you enter a special circle, and you want to respect the people that you're in the arena with. So if he ends up as the nominee, sometimes he makes it a little bit hard, but, you know, I will support whoever is the Republican nominee for president.
Mr. Trump, I'm going to ask you a version of the same question as we saw today with Mitt Romney. The Never Trump movement is gaining steam. Some people are talking about contributing millions of dollars to try to stop you. Again today, you raised the possibility that you might run as an independent if you feel you're treated unfairly by the Republican Party. So I'm going to phrase the question that the other three people in the state just got. Can you definitively say tonight that you will definitely support the Republican nominee for president, even if it's not you?
Even if it's not me? let me just start off by saying something.
30 seconds,
sir. Okay, that I'm very, very proud of. Millions and millions of people have come to the Republican Party over the last little while. They've come to the Republican Party, and by the way, the Democrats are losing people. This is a trend that's taken place. It's the biggest thing happening in politics, and I'm very proud to be a part of it. And I'm going to give them some credit, too, even though they don't deserve it. But the answer is, yes, I will.
Yes, you will support the nominee of the party.
Yes, I will.
I know it was a little bit long, but it was important for you to listen. That way you can take in the information that I'm going to tell you. Now, why is the base? Why is everybody that is a Republican or a conservative upset? Because you have, for 7 months, Rubio, well, I shouldn't say 7 months, it's just started, but for 7 months, you could say Cruz, Rubio, Bobby Jindal, the list goes on, have been saying Trump is unfit. He's you know, horrible. He will ruin the party. Just you name it, they've said it. And in the last, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, You've heard Trump is a con man. Trump is a con man. He is the worst human being. You can't trust him with nuclear weapons. He is basically just like Kim Jong-un. Mitt Romney came out. Think about this. Yesterday, Mitt Romney came out. Never Trump. He's horrible. He's going to destroy the country. He's going to destroy. He's just going to kill everybody. He's going to become president, and he's just going to kill us. Like, just literally kill it. Like, just send laser beam rays to kill. I mean, it's one thing to say this person is low energy, you know, your normal campaign stuff. I know we never heard low energy before, but you know, saying somebody will destroy the country, so you know, just everything that we have heard from the Romney crew, the hashtag Never Trump. Marco Rubio's been sending that in tweets, Never Trump. This little movement of the establishment has been going to different senators or retired governors. Christy Todd Whitman, that Sasso, Senator Sasso. And they've actually gone on the record and said, I will not support Trump if he is the candidate. I will not support Trump. I will not vote for Trump. Christy Todd Whitman said, I would possibly vote for Hillary Clinton. Imagine that. Imagine that. You have a governor or a retired or a former governor. Retired's not the word, but needless to say, a former governor saying she would that Donald Trump is so bad. So bad. That she would vote for Hillary Clinton. I mean, that's a heavy indictment. That's a heavy indictment. You're telling the base, you're telling the establishment, you're telling the voters, you're telling the tens of millions of voters that Donald Trump is so bad that Hillary Clinton is better. You have Sasso, and I can't remember this other congressman who came out and said he'll never vote for Trump because he's been married three times and he cheated on his wife. So I'm being serious, and I don't remember his name. But he said the same thing. He will not vote for Trump. You've had Republican pundits, whether it's Essie Cupp or Anna Navarro, openly discuss just writing in a name, writing in a different name on the ballot. Now, all these people are not running for the presidency of the United States. Yes, you have a senator. Yes, you have a governor. But they're not running to be the president. They're not saying to everyone on television, on campaign stops, I have the judgment. I have the temperament. I know what's right. You know, the whole spiel. Hashtagging Never Trump. Hashtagging Never Trump. And what happens? After all of that, after dragging out Mitt Romney, senators, pundits, getting all of the Republican establishment to basically go nuclear. Go nuclear and say, you know what? I'll vote Hillary Clinton. I'll vote Hillary Clinton. Yeah. Donald Trump is so... If this... We know what will move the voters. We know what will move the millions and millions and millions of people that have voted for Donald Trump. We know. We're going to tell them that we think Trump is so bad, Hillary Clinton will be better. Hell, we'll say we're not even going to vote. We're all about democracy. We are part of the process. We're senators. We're congressmen. We're governors. And we're going to say we won't vote. That's how distraught we are that Donald Trump could be the nominee. I mean, they go nuclear. I mean, this is nuclear beyond scorched earth. And what happens at the end of the debate? Marco Rubio, will you support Donald Trump? Yes, I will. Ted Cruz, will you support Donald Trump? Yes, I will. John Kasich, will you support Donald Trump? Well, sometimes he makes it a little hard, but yeah, I will. They had any K-ones. Remember yesterday I said they are chicken S's? Remember that? Remember the show yesterday? I said they're chicken S's. Like Mitt Romney doing his teleprompter speech, but not endorsing the Katie Packer and Liz Fair, whatever that creepy looking woman. Them doing the Never Trump super PACs, but not backing someone because they're all chicken S's. They don't want to back the wrong person and look stupid. And what happened last night? All this talk, Marco Rubio, never Trump, never Trump. Marco Rubio, I will get in my pickup truck and I will drive around from state to state because Donald Trump will not be the nominee. Never Trump. Excuse me, Marco Rubio, will you support Donald Trump if he is the nominee? Yes, I will. And the GOP wonders why people in their party, why the grassroots, why the base is so pissed off at them. Well, supporting somebody that you have said you would never do at rallies, supporting somebody that you say is a con man. Listen, if you're Marco Rubio and you're hashtagging Never Trump and you're telling the American people he's a con man, if Mitt Romney is sitting there telling people he's doing this for his grandchildren, I mean, that's like something you say about global warming. Why are we doing this? Because I want a better place for my grandchildren. Wow, so Trump is like global warming. Trump is like a disaster to wipe out dinosaur. I mean, seriously. I'm doing this for my grandchildren. So in turn, if Trump is this horrible, Marco Rubio, when Bret Baier said, will you support Donald Trump if he's a nominee? Marco Rubio should have said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. When it went to Ted Cruz, and Ted Cruz was asked a question, he should have said, absolutely not. The only one who gets a pass is John Kasich. The only one who gets a pass is John Kasich. He's the only one, aside from about a day of running a negative ad. He did a few, but it only lasted for a day or two. And I don't know why it changed. I think Kasich strategically thought, you know what? What if Trump gets the nomination? I've been in this business for a long time. I was a congressman. I was a talk show host. I'm a governor. I see what's going on. I see the people. I hear the people. What if Trump gets the nomination? He's going to need somebody that people will say, oh, okay, I don't feel that uneasy with Trump in the White House because Governor Kasich is there. I do. I believe that. I think Kasich, who is a seasoned politician, looked at that scenario and went, you know, this could happen. And if I go this scorched earth, this crazy talk, because remember, it was like the second debate Kasich started to bring up the wall. And like I said, you had the ads, one with Putin, another comparing Trump to Hitler. Then it stopped. So Kasich is the only one who gets a pass. But Cruz and Rubio, for all their talk, at the end of that debate, told the base that Trump's fine. So think about this. If you're a Cruz supporter, you're a Rubio supporter, and you're listening to Rubio and Cruz tell you that Donald Trump will kill your kids and eat them and use their carcasses to build towers in Las Vegas and Florida and so forth and so on. And you then hear those candidates say, I'll support them. You're sitting there going, okay, wait a minute, time out. I was just at one of your rallies. I just gave you money because you sent me a letter that said Donald Trump will blow up the world, kill my kids, rape my grandmother, send me money so this doesn't happen. You just sent me this letter. I just sent you money. And now you're telling me that if he gets the nomination, you're cool with him. You're backing him. So now that supporter is going, well, you know, I was thinking about rolling with Trump, but then Ted said Trump will eat my family. But now Ted is saying Trump's all right. So will Trump eat my family? Are the things that they're saying about him true? Is it false? Is it just campaign rhetoric? Is it just more of the same? Is it more of the same, a politician being a politician? Is it more of the same from my party? Is it more of the same, just different faces? More of the same that come in the district, have the town hall meeting, we tell him or her our concerns, they look at us, they shake their head, yes, 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 yes. They get elected, and then for 6 years, they tell us to F off. And when it's time to get reelected, they then blame everyone else for not giving them the opportunity or the platform for the change. And if you put them back in, whether it's the House or the Senate, and they get control, remember, it was always, well, if we get control of the House, we're going to stop Obama for all of you. And the voters went, okay. And then nothing happened. And then they said, okay, if we get control of the Senate, then we really will stop Obama. And again, the base said, okay. And nothing happened. And now they're saying, all right, if you give us the presidency, you'll see some real changes. And the people looked at Trump and went, okay, we want to give him the presidency. And the establishment went, whoa, 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 not him. What are you talking about? Not him, uh-uh. No, us. Us. Me, Mitt Romney. Who's failed twice. Me, give it to me. And the establishment wonders why. The establishment wonders why the base shakes their head and looks at Trump and says, he's our guy. We don't care that he doesn't know what 2 Corinthians are. We don't care that he had businesses that failed. We don't care. If you're in business, you're going to have failures. But you're at least doing something. You're trying to succeed. Nobody wins all the time. And the establishment said, no. You guys like, so you no, you're not doing this right. We set this up, and you guys are deviating from the plan. There you go. Trump's a con man. Trump's evil. He's going to kill your kids, but I'll support him. Rubio and Cruz should have said no. Imagine the headlines today. Imagine the headlines today. If they would have said no. Imagine how powerful Never Trump would have been. I mean, imagine what that would have sent to those people who are watching everything that's going on. Imagine. And they didn't do it. They showed, absolutely showed, that everything they are saying about Trump is BS. They are taking the scorched earth rhetoric to all new heights because it's Trump. That's it. Because if you're telling somebody that the person you're running against is a con man and that he will ruin the country and kill people. I mean, literally, just kill everything that the country has created. There'll be slavery again. A pair of socks will cost $50. I mean, just think of everything that Cruz and Rubio have been saying. Just think of that. And then last night, you say, but I'll support him. What the hell does that say about your convictions? What does that say? What does that say to the base? It's just amazing. So we start at the end because I think everything else is kind of inconsequential. Because you could actually just shut down arguments with that. I think Trump could shut down arguments when somebody's saying, well, what do you feel about Marco Rubio saying you're a con man? What do you feel about this? What do you feel about that? What do you feel about this? How do you... If I was Trump, I would say, well, I must not be that bad considering if I'm the nominee, Marco's going to support me. End of story. I would go move on to the next question. Obviously, he doesn't feel that way. Obviously, he's just saying that because he wants to get the nomination. Well, why do you say, because if you really felt that way, you wouldn't support someone. I wouldn't support someone if I thought they were a con man and they were going to ruin the country. And not just having policies that I don't agree with, but literally ruining the country, destroying the country, getting in a war with Kim Jong-un or some other crazy scenario that the Never Trump people are floating out there. I would use that, I'll support them, as a shutdown. When you see Rubio running around, losing his voice, screaming about Trump, I would just say, hey, guys, you know you can't listen to him. He's a politician. He's saying whatever he can say to get elected. Because after all of the scorched earth talk, he still said he would support me. He said he will still support me. He will campaign for me. He will go and tell everybody that I'm a great person. So what does that say about Marco Rubio? What does that say about Ted Cruz? It says what they're saying about me is not true. And the people go, yeah. And the reporter is dumbfounded and they move on. So to me, that was the biggest moment of the night. I don't know if anybody will talk about it to the extent I am. I don't know if any TV shows, any CNN shows, Fox shows will talk about it and have the same feeling that I have. Who knows? I don't know if any of the websites will break it down that way, but I did. And I think it's very important to understand what that means. When somebody's been calling you a con man and a monster for weeks and weeks and weeks, But then, in front of 15 million people, they say, but I'll support him.